Okay, we're recording right now.
Right now?
Yes. Okay.
Are we live?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini pod. This is your host, Sonia Paul, and today I'm loitering on Sanchez Street in San Francisco with a very special guest. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Adam, and I'm Sonia's great, great friend. I am visiting San Francisco from LA.
Yes. Okay, and today our topic is identity, and specifically multiple identities. So we were talking a little bit about this, Adam, and yeah. You mentioned that of the many identities that you inhabit, there are certain identities that mean more to you. And what do you mean?
I feel like identities are, they change what, you know, in circumstances, but also in where you're at in life, right? So when I was in high school, I was really into soccer. So I really defined myself and took a lot of pride in my identity as a soccer player. But now as an adult, it's a little bit more complicated because people maybe look at me and was like, okay, he's brown, he's gay, he's, I don't know, creator. So how do you kind of balance all those things and negotiate between and reconcile? How do you reconcile those things? And you kind of just do it by, I don't know. How do you do it, Sonia? How do you do it? How do you?
Oh, God.
I'm going to turn it on you.
I mean, identity and how you define yourself, I think, comes more when people ask you who you are and how, where you're from, what you do. Because I think for a lot of people, their identity is so intrinsic to them that they don't feel the need to have to explain themselves to others.
Amen.
But sometimes for the sake of business or explanation to people who are curious or not knowing, then you're forced to identify yourself to them so that they can understand you.
You know what that reminds me of? There was, the color blue is kind of a more recent phenomenon. So, especially, it is. So, even in literature, right? So if you read Moby Dick, they describe the color blue as grays because it just wasn't used. So there wasn't a reference point. So I always find that interesting because like things then become come into existence because we put a name to it. We call it something, right? So that really stood out to me when you're mentioning like identities exist because we need definitions. We need to define ourselves by something to create separation or to create almost a handle to grasp things by.
Yeah, to create recognition.
Yeah.
Right. Like, do you feel the need to identify yourself these days?
No, because I feel comfortable in existing in this kind of myriad of identities. So trying to define it actually becomes more complicated than and more distracting actually than just being. Yeah.
Okay, so that's all for today.
This is an audio break. We'll come back in 5 to 10 minutes.
Yes. As you can see, this is a very difficult topic to address, but that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini pod. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Goodbye.